From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Alexander Gonzalez. Two 20-something college pals celebrated their business school graduation with a holiday in Bali. They were horrified by the plastic washing up on the beaches and decided to do something about it. They conceived a company, 4Ocean, headquartered in Boca Raton. Reporter Maria Bacalapulo met the duo for the launch of their newest tool.
We'll christen the new vessel, and we're going to celebrate together, guys. So everybody will make our way outside of the vessel, and we're going to celebrate.
4Ocean founders Andrew Cooper and Alex Schultz are throwing a launch party. Staff and friends line the dock behind the Bahia Mar Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, cheering as fireworks light up the newly painted bright blue 135-foot ocean plastic recovery vessel. Alex Schultz explains.
So right now what we're launching is a new campaign, and that's Ocean Plastic Recovery. The vessel has two primary functions. It is a response vessel that can respond in any situation after large storms, large rains, that would carry large amounts of plastic offshore. And the deck is capable of holding over 310,000 pounds of plastic.
According to a study published in 2015 in the journal Science, 9 million tons of plastic finds its way into the ocean every year. So there is plenty of work to do.
We have an amphibious excavator, a landing craft, fishermen's small vessels, the barricade systems that will be deployed. And what our mission for the OPR campaign is to create an economy around the plastic.
4Ocean sells bracelets made from recycled glass for $20. Since January 2017, they have raised over $20 million. For every bracelet sold, 4Ocean removes 1 pound of plastic from the ocean. And that totals over 2 million pounds of plastic. Cooper explains why the waste that is dumped into rivers is so important to address.
I think there's a popular misconception that it's coming from like ships just dumping it offshore, like a garbage truck, and it's not dumped. We've personally witnessed and have videotaped river mouths surging plastic into the ocean because plastic starts on land.
4Ocean now operates in 27 countries with over 200 employees. Their business model of operating solely from selling their bracelets has been remarkably successful.
When we first started this, we wanted to start a business that could create a sustainable business model to clean the ocean. You know, when you look at a nonprofit or a charity, we really didn't want to go that route and kind of be asking with our hand out, but rather create a product and a business solution so that this business could be around long after we are gone.
For the 2019 edition of Forbes 30 Under 30, Schultz and Cooper have been nominated in the social entrepreneur category. Their primary mode of reaching people is social media.
You know, it's a movement. It's unbelievable when you see what can happen with social media. I mean, in just 2 years, we've got over a million social media followers on Instagram, a million on Facebook. Everybody just is passionate about what we do, and we're stoked on it.
4Ocean is positioning ocean plastic as an opportunity. They employ locals, paying the at first disbelieving fishermen in places such as Bali and Haiti to collect plastic rather than only fish. Schultz says it is something fishermen take pride in doing.
Unemployment rates are very high in these different areas, and when you come up and you can offer, it's crazy when you see the reaction, you know, and you tell someone like, hey, we want you to clean the ocean and we're going to pay you for it. They are just so happy to be cleaning the ocean, and they're so proud about it.
To skeptics, cleaning the entire ocean seems like an impossible feat, but not to the irrepressible Andrew Cooper.
The solution to removing 1 million pounds of trash from the ocean is not to invent a machine or a mechanical, like, hand of God, so to speak, that comes out of the sky and pulls it out. It's to influence 1 million people to remove 1 pound.
We're about to christen the vessel.
I'm Maria Bacalapolo in Fort Lauderdale.